Proclamation number 6553 of 23rd of May, 1956. Connection with God, loving activity. You enter into contact with me when you rise your thoughts to me, but this bond can be severed again at any time because your thoughts never linger on the same subject for long, and therefore the will has to be active again and again so that your thoughts deal with me. But it is different when you establish the connection with me through loving activity. Then you yourselves draw me to you, and then you also receive my power of love which chains you to me evermore, so that the bond cannot be loosened so easily. For anyone who has once kindled love within himself will also nourish the small flame. He will not be satisfied with some work of love but will precisely be stimulated by my power, by my presence, to ever new loving activity. Love is truly the firmest bond which unites you to me. But a person who repeatedly raises his thoughts to me will likewise be stimulated to work with love, for his thinking of me, of his God and Creator, is always a sign of a good attitude, and such mental bonds, if established frequently, will not fail to have an effect on his will and thinking, which will inevitably move along paths which correspond to my will. The bond with me can never fail to have good effects, and therefore it cannot be recommended to people sufficiently. But the most powerful effect will always be works of love. In every situation in life the human being is offered the opportunity to unite with me, and anyone of good will will also make use of the opportunities. But as long as the human being's thoughts concern other goals, as long as the human being lives in self-love, he does not seek me but keeps himself separate from me, and as soon as he lacks any bond with me he is still under the sway of my adversary, who directs his will wrong and therefore is an influence on him, because the human being cannot resist him. Because he has no strength which arises from his loving activity only. Because I myself cannot assist him, for he makes my presence impossible through his wrong will and thinking. There are two goals which the human being can strive for in thought, but both goals are fundamentally different. If, however, I myself am the goal of his thoughts, then the human being can record a great plus at the end of his earthly life, for the bond with me also yields him a great treasure of grace which precisely presupposes the human being's willingness in order to be utilized. I truly do everything to turn the human being's thoughts towards me in earthly life. To prompt his activity of love, yet my adversary leaves no stone unturned either. And the human being himself is the deciding factor, for his will is free. But his life will be an idle one if he does not find his way to me. Whereas it can also be richly blessed if he unites with me in thought and ensures my presence through loving activity. For then he will remain connected to me forever. Amen.